they found the guy and everything. All I had to do was just, you know, keep track of the project and follow up on the project. And I couldn't be happier about how the first video went over. I mean, people seemed to really like it.
I never thought anybody would ever see it. I'm a pessimist. I've been in this business for a long time. Things don't come very easily. We just had a lot of luck. You start out with like a little blurb and some fanzine, and it's very slow. It's not like just one day you're on MTV. And it's like a whole year involved of slowly building up to this kind of stuff.
Rolling Stone decided they were going to start having a hard rock feature section again, and they picked Static X as the first band that they were going
to
put in.
You really have to like separate yourself from it and just sit back and just enjoy it, you know, while it's happening, because you know, it won't be like this forever. That's about the most any band can really expect.
It's just incentive to keep going, yeah?
I'm playing with my ass.
In a 9.5 to a 10 month period, 250 shows.
They're just like, hey, can we come home now?
I don't remember where the hell I am, yeah? I think the farthest east I ever went before this was Vegas. It made me realize something. The rest of the country and the world for that matter sucks. That's why I ain't leaving here. Look at this. Middle of fucking winter. Beautiful. Y'all can keep your snow and shit. Leave me in my smog. I'll never leave here. Except to go on tour.
You're kidding, right? This is popular? No offense, but it's horrible. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I love Static.